Good morning. My name is Leandra, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Legend Power Systems Q3 2017 Financial Results Release and Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. Mr. Vanry, you may begin your conference.
Thank you, Leandra. Hello, everyone, and thank you for attending our third quarter fiscal 2017 financial results conference call. I'm Steve Vanry, Legend Power's Chief Financial Officer. Before I hand the call over to Randy Buckamer, Legend's President and Chief Executive Officer, to provide an overview of the quarter, I'd like to remind everyone that certain statements made during this call may be forward-looking in nature. These include statements involving known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors that could cause actual results to differ materially from those expressed or implied in our forward-looking statements. For more details regarding the company's forward-looking statements and risk factors, please see our management's discussion and analysis for the year ended September 30, 2016, which can be found within our public disclosure record at SEDAR.com. I will now hand the call over to Randy, who will provide an overview of the quarter. Randy?
Thank you, Steve. Welcome, everyone, to Legend Power Systems conference call for the third quarter fiscal 2017. As Steve said, I'm Randy Buckamer. I'm President and CEO of Legend Power, and with me is our CFO, Steve Vanry, who will be covering the financials and MD&A in detail. After Steve's update, Eric Wolf, Director of Sales, will provide an update on the sales area, and Richard Whitehead, Director of Marketing on Marketing. Also want to acknowledge we have Kathleen Reeves in our office today, who is our head sales guru in Toronto and is doing a great job for us, and we appreciate her effort. We're pleased to provide a fiscal Q3 2017 highlights summary to support our Q3 financials, MD&A, and press release. Q3 was a strong record quarter as Legend achieved record quarterly revenues and, for the first time in our history, a positive EBITDA. During Q3, we improved by over 50% on Q2's FY17 record sales of a little over $1 million in recognized revenue to a new record of over $1.5 million in sales and a 157% to Q3 year-ago increase. And for the first time, as I mentioned, we're really pleased to achieve a modest positive EBITDA of $39,000, but that was even achieved with 13 net new roles added during the fiscal. We set a new record of units sold during the quarter, with 26 units sold and shipped. We had committed outstanding orders for 13 units, which could not be rev-recked in the quarter, and a total outstanding orders or backlog of $1.9 million at Q-end. Margins of 7.3%. Deal flow growth continued during Q3. We now have 5 trained salespeople in Ontario, net new 3 salespeople. We added 2 people to our field operations team to improve our customer service levels and perform our own installations where required. We advertised for and are in the final steps with proven salespeople to establish a presence in the Northeast USA, and those people will reside in the Northeast USA. Just outside of Q3, subsequent event, we received $1,493,000 in early exercise warrant proceeds. The warrants were, or still are, at 40 cents and due in December 2017. And that was done by a very supportive core investor base. They made the early exercising of warrants to support our Northeast USA growth plans. We really appreciate your confidence in Legend, and we thank each of you again for your ongoing support. We continue our fiscal 2017 transformational journey from an early stage company to our growth stage company. We are continuing to grow sales. Our product is providing excellent energy savings. We strengthened our balance sheet. We've established a strong reputation as a leading energy efficiency company. In summary, we now have achieved a positive EBITDA, quarter-over-quarter sales growth, a proven product that is meeting or exceeding customers' expectations, demonstrable customer success in multiple verticals. We have sufficient capital to fuel product and geographical growth, and we have begun a significant effort to build our presence in the Northeast USA. We have the operational capacity to support our growing sales. We have new products that will significantly improve our value proposition and further differentiate our solutions as best in class. We've enhanced our team and our intellectual capital. And we have a low-cost and not capital-intensive business model. We have shown significant progress in Q3, and we expect to continue to build on our early success. As we proceed in FYQ4, Legend Power is very focused, and our direction is very clear. We will continue to build out the Ontario region to full potential. We have the sales and operations team today to support in excess of $15 million annual sales. During FY 2017 Q4, we will establish a presence in the Northeast USA, complete with dedicated sales and support team members in the region. In Q4, we will launch our Legend Power Partner Program, where in-region entrepreneurial companies, that's electrical contractors, engineers, and energy efficiency companies, may provide installation services and or resell Legend products to their customers. We will leverage the entrepreneurs' established in-region relationships and knowledge by providing unique product and service opportunities which the entrepreneur may grow their business without any startup capital, any new equipment requirements, and utilizing existing staff. It is an outstanding program, and we're excited about where we're going with the U.S. Partner Program, and it will allow Legend to rapidly and cost-effectively grow in the U.S. We expect and will deliver a significant growth in the Northeast USA starting in FYQ2 2018. We will expand in the USA to an additional 4 regions by the end of calendar 2018, and we will build out a national presence in the U.S. over the next 2 years. The market needs and wants to lower their building energy costs and improve their energy environment, and Legend Power will provide a unique, powerful product to fill the market need. A new patented technology will be launched in Q2 2018, which has the potential to be the core technology to manage commercial buildings' energy efficiency and quality improvement needs. Our customers will have a compelling long-term energy solution path, and we will ensure product compatibility as we continue to enhance our solution. We have a really exciting and unique solution roadmap that will change how building energy is managed, and we believe we have a very exciting future for Legend Power and our shareholders. Very exciting times for Legend. Steve, over to you. Cover the financials in more detail, followed by Eric and Richard.
Thanks, Randy. Just a reminder to everyone that Legend's results are reported in Canadian dollars and that our fiscal year end is September 30th. Thus, today's call is focused on our Q3 2017 results for the period ending June 30th, 2017. The 3 and 9 month financial periods ending June 30th, 2017, as Randy said, were again records for the company. Revenue for the third quarter of 2017 was $1.5 million, up from $588,000 in the same period of fiscal 2016. Year-to-date revenue was $3.2 million, up from $2 million in the same period of 2016. The higher revenue in both periods is attributable to increasing demand for the company's product. Gross blended margin in the third quarter of 2017 was 47.3%, a slight decrease from 51.7% in the same period of 2016. Year-to-date, gross blended margin was 47.6%, significantly improved from 39.4% in 2016. The decrease in blended gross margin for the three-month comparative periods is due in most part to the effect of the company's more comprehensive approach in fiscal 2017 to capturing indirect manufacturing costs and to weaker margins associated with installation revenue from business that was written in prior periods. The increase in gross blended margin for the year-over-year nine-month periods is due primarily to economies of scale achieved through higher volume of units sold, and a comparatively stronger profit margin contribution from our installation services business. Management expects gross blended margin to continue to improve as volume, cost optimization, and a strengthened field operations team focused on profitability in our installation services business. Operating expense as a percentage of revenue in the third quarter 2017 was 58.4% compared with 149.2% in the same quarter of 2016. So a huge change there. Year-to-date operating expense as a percentage of revenue was 75.7%, down from 111% in 2016. So we're seeing big decreases in both comparative periods, and this is due primarily to increases in revenue, of course, in the current year periods, offset slightly by marginally higher operating expenses associated with the company's growth in the current year. Effective control of operating expenses related to the company's rapid growth remains a top priority of management. And to reiterate what Randy said earlier, 13 new individuals have been added to the Legend team since the beginning of our fiscal year without a significant negative impact on our operating expenses. Third quarter 2017 adjusted EBITDA was positive $39,000, a significant improvement from negative $333,000 in 2016. And year-to-date adjusted EBITDA was negative $434,000, also a significant improvement over the negative $1.2 million in 2016. The company was able to realize these improved results in both comparative periods by achieving stronger sales and gross margins, which was offset slightly by higher operating expenses. With reference to the balance sheet, as at June 30th of 2017, the company had working capital of $3.3 million compared with $1.5 million at September 30th, 2016, our last financial year end. Working capital and the company's cash position specifically have recently benefited from the early exercise of 3.8 million warrants at a price of 40 cents for total proceeds of $1.53 million. So again, reiterating, this was several insiders and a core group of shareholders who exercised these warrants prior to their scheduled expiry, which is not until December 30th of 2017. Thank you again to those committed shareholders. Accounts receivable at June 30th of 2017 was $2.2 million compared with $500,000 at September 30th of 2016, an increase of $1.7 million. The increase is the byproduct of healthy growth in sales, of course, but it should be noted that 75% of our receivables at June 30th of the $2.2 million total is less than 30 days old. So that remains a healthy statistic. At June 30th of 2017, inventory was $1 million compared with $470,000 at September 30th of 2016, an increase of approximately $500,000. The increase in inventory is due to the company's strategy of purchasing sufficient raw materials to fulfill at least one quarter of projected sales, a projection which has grown materially recently, and also to carry excess amounts of certain components which typically have a long lead time for delivery from our suppliers. Q3 was a good quarter for Legend. We are pleased with the positive momentum and returns that are being generated by our business, but we strongly believe that the best is still yet to come. Thank you, and now over to Eric Wolf, Legend's Director of Sales.
Thank you, Steve. If I was to give a theme and a highlight of Q3 on behalf of the sales team, it would be a quarter of continued growth and foundation building for the future. We added three new sales members to our team in fiscal Q3. And part of the focus on the very beginning was to focus on foundation building and training. And what this means to us is really taking what we've learned from our successful verticals, primarily the education vertical, and applying the same approach and the same philosophy to the new verticals that we're developing and building out. It's really about building a repeatable and scalable sales model within our target verticals. I think Kathleen Reeves has done a fantastic job building and enabling our sales team to realize success this quarter and for future quarters as we proceed to grow. I'm pleased to announce we've had record sales quarters. I think it's great to see growing RevRec and as well as a growing book of outstanding business. This is a quarter of record success for us, but we do want to continue to push and continue to grow. We did achieve increased traction within the education vertical, which is the first vertical for us to really begin to grow and achieve sustainability. We received continued repeat orders from major school boards within that vertical. We've always said part of our growth is to work with clients with multiple buildings within their portfolio, and it is fantastic to see that we are starting to realize those repeat orders. We also secured and finalized an agreement with an organization called the OECM. They are a third-party organization which represents the buying potential of primarily the public schools within Ontario. This allows us and the schools to streamline the purchasing of Legend Power's equipment, and it also provides continued credibility that Legend Power's energy solution is a proven product that they can easily add to their budget line items. If I was to wrap up and kind of summarize, we have a team of very dedicated salespeople. They are developing and executing on a repeatable sales model. We're leveraging the successes we've had with previous verticals and existing verticals and applying that new learning to new opportunities and new verticals as we grow. We have a very hungry and motivated sales team. They're operating with intent and urgency, and they're incredibly excited about the future. I'll pass things over to Richard Whitehead, our Director of Marketing.
Thanks, Eric. So my name is Richard Whitehead. I'm our Director of Marketing. And Q3 was a really exciting quarter for marketing. It was a strong quarter in terms of development and activity. And something that I really want to echo is everything that Randy discussed, everything that he spoke of in terms of Q3, Q4, and beyond, is really, really exciting in terms of development for our organization. The opportunity to expand into the United States, the opportunity to launch new products, truly requires a strong marketing foundation. And that has been a lot of the development that took place in Q3. So foundation building for repeatable and scalable growth. We had new messaging launched into the field. We have sales support activities in terms of a new pitch deck that was launched. A great deal of activity in the product marketing scope to be able to help support and develop this new product. And a major focus on USA expansion. Marketing is taking the lead on this initiative for the organization and is really championing our brand and strategy for launch into the U.S. Lastly, really it's a focus on ensuring that we keep investors informed with our press release program, which is once again working successfully in terms of championing new initiatives and developments that the company gets. And it is a core item in terms of our audiences, that our investor audience is something quite core to the marketing audience group, and we do our best to ensure that all core developments that take place within Legend are announced to the market.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Richard, Steve. It's Randy again. Just want to, before we take questions, just add a couple comments. We believe we've got the products, the people, and the resources in place to enable and accelerate a methodical and multi-step growth plan, and we're very excited about Legend's future and potential. It is now a sales and marketing execution story. It's all about growth. Big growth, big profitable growth for Legend. Questions, please.
At this time, I would like to remind everyone in order to ask a question, you can press star and the number one on your telephone keypad. And we'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Your first question comes from the line of Don Burchell, a private investor. Your line is open.
Hello. Hello, Randy. It's Don Burchell.
Hi, Don.
Hi. The question I have is for Steve, basically, is on the financial statements, note 4, receivables. First of all, it starts September 30th, 2016. What I'm looking at is the 91 to 120-day receivables, $114,000. And then over 120 days, $101,000. Were all of those collected, or was any of that written off?
None of it was written off, Don.
Okay, same
and,
question. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, sorry.
Okay, then I carry that forward to the June 30th numbers, 123,000 and then 209. So the one that concerns me is the 209 over 120 days. Why have we got over 120? Is it because of customers waiting to pay because they're still proving, waiting to see the product does what Legend says? Or have we got, are we worried a bit there that 91 to 120 days and the over 120 day numbers have some bad debts in them that we haven't written off?
Thanks for the question, Don. No, sorry.
Or an allowance set up for them. If, you know, if we aren't positive there, right off, do we set up an allowance for a bad debt?
Again, thanks for your question. No, we're not worried. We work closely with our customers and are trying to be accommodating to their needs, which quite often are based around the schedules for their, when they can shut down their buildings, when they can turn off power. That's not going to affect the people that they're either have offices in their buildings, or they're students, or they're members of a club, or whatever it may be. And so we work very closely with them, and sometimes it means extended periods of time that you see the receivables being moved out. But these are all projects that are active. We're in communication with the customers, and these are projects that we expect to see completed in the near future.
Just to add to that, Don, Randy here,
yep.
It's also a strategic decision at times for us to move up the sales cycle and get a yes when it's there. So an example would be customer A says, I don't want to take the product for 90 days. We say, we want the order now. Let's get the product delivered, and we'll install it in 90 days. It's our belief as a team that when we've got someone that's in a yes mode, we move them along the sales cycle and not delay it to come back in 90 days. So what you look at sometimes from a financial recording is not an accurate assessment of the business cycle and the sales cycle.
Okay, so you're recording revenue then once you've shipped the product rather than when it's actually installed then?
We actually will rev rec a product delivery, but the installation component will be recognized as the period it's completed, and that sometimes is to meet, for example, schools. They want certain things in before school starts. You have two choices. They say to you, you can do it next year, you can do it now, but I need to have it installed or delivered by this time to meet my requirements, but I don't want to install for 2 months. You do what the customer wants. It's not a receivable issue whatsoever.
Okay, but it is recorded as revenue because you shipped it to them, they've received it, then as opposed to you're recording revenue once it's shipped, not once it's installed then?
No, we're recording the product component sale in the period that it's shipped and received and acknowledged by the customer, and we are rev-recking the installation when the customer has installed and acknowledged the installation process is complete. Two components.
Yep. Okay.
All following the RevRec standards.
Okay. That's good. Thanks.
Okay.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, you can press star and the number one on your telephone keypad. And your next question comes from the line of Horst Hunekin with Hunekin Asset Management. Your line is open.
Go ahead, Horst.
Good morning. My question relates to the verticals. You've had success in the education verticals. You're also building up the foundation, as you put it, in the other verticals. Which other verticals would you say that you're most advanced in your discussions where we could expect a similar sort of performance as we have seen in the education market?
Sure. So the focus is what we're focusing on, where I'd say we expect the first initial growth would be multi-res and commercial real estate. So we focus on them to some extent as one vertical. They have some differences, but it's the multi-res and commercial real estate. Municipalities is where we're also investing, and retail is the other vertical that we have investing in where we're expecting growth. So what we want to do is make sure we're focusing our resources. We have strong focus in that we put all of our efforts on developing and opening up new verticals rather than spread ourselves everywhere and look at every building. It's really focusing on those core groups. But that's where we expect the growth next, and that's where being very intentional in building a health foundation to build that repeatability.
Thank you for that. Separate question on the marketing. Is the marketing substantially different in the United States than in Canada? And if so, could you just highlight for us the differences?
That's a really good question. So I think that it would be naive of us to assume that marketing in Canada would be the same as it is in the States. The audience is a little bit different. They appreciate things a little bit different. They move at a bit of a different speed. And we would with 100% target that specific audience, that U.S. audience. Now, one of the things that we're really excited about is, as Randy mentioned, is that we're going to market in the United States with a predominantly channel distribution system, which means that we work with channel players within the ecosystem of energy efficiency to be able to sell our product in a very complementary way. So in the United States, we're going to be putting together awareness programs and channel programs to specifically support our Legend Power Partner Program and make that successful. Whereas in Canada, we currently sell more in a direct market, and we actually market more directly to the end clients, the end users, and again, in an awareness type way. So I would say that yes, there is definitely differentiation there, and yes, that's something that's been acknowledged within our marketing plan, and it's something that we have every expectation to learn more and more about as we grow and as we go. But no, that was a great question. Thank you.
I would just add that the thing I would point out, though, is what we're finding is in Northeast USA, three things. One, utilities and the incentive programs are very receptive to our type of technology, even more so in the time frame that we've spent in Ontario. Secondly, customers' energy costs are higher than they are in Ontario. And thirdly, there is a significant retrofit business. There's a lot of older buildings, et cetera, that cannot be changed significantly. And that is a huge advantage for the Legend product over any other potential energy-saving product in the category. So we're very excited about that.
Very helpful. Thank you both for your responses. That's all for me.
Your next question comes from the line of James Sorbo, a private investor. Your line is open.
Hello, good morning. I was hoping to understand a bit more about the new technology or product that sounds like it's getting close to being launched. Does that impact current buying decisions of your customers? And secondly, what is the sort of the value proposition versus the existing products?
Well, your question is one that kind of hints of either or. So I would start off the answer to the question that our suite of products and solutions will be compatible through the life of the life cycle of the product. So we're not abandoning or leaving anyone. The example I've used for many people is, if you have 2018 cars coming out, you don't go out and promote and push your 2018s while you still have 2017, or you freeze your sales. Secondly is, you can't sell me a 2017 2 weeks before you announce a 2018 because I feel like something's been done to me that's not fair. So we will have and launch a program that assumes and will guarantee customers have a great path. They have ability to enhance the core product that they have either now or over the next few months. No one will be left behind, so a complete upgrade path, number one. But more importantly, the value proposition and the feature function value will significantly increase and move from a product that saves energy by managing your voltage to become a hub or a core in your energy room, electrical energy room, to manage your energy and power profile. So we're going from really, if you really want to be to brass tacks, a single SKU product to a platform that will provide multiple SKU opportunities. So no one will be abandoned, was your first sort of question. There will be an upgrade path. We are not announcing details on the new product for that reason. That will happen in 2018 in the first quarter calendar. And we have a whole program where people may purchase products today at certain prices and have an upgrade path. So everyone will come along for the ride and we'll ensure that they get great value.
That sounds great. Will that be an even more complex sale than the optimizer is today? Or the harmonizer, I should say, is today?
Yeah, sorry. No, we believe it will be a more compelling opportunity with the customer. And rather than a product sale, it will give us a roadmap to manage a power and energy profile in buildings for multiple years. So the fundamental switch will be from selling a single product to a solution platform that will address additional requirements in the energy
an electrical room over multiple periods of time.
That's excellent. Thanks a lot. That's all for me.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, you can press star and the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star 1 on your telephone keypad. And there are no further questions at this time. I will turn the call back over to Randy Buckemer for closing remarks.
Thank you. Thanks for your question. In summary, I want to let you know that we're very excited and pleased with the progress we're making, but we're not satisfied. The Legend team is unified and absolute in our goal to be a leading provider of energy management solutions. It's a pleasure to work with such a talented and committed team, and I thank each Legend team member for your efforts and commitment. We have an outstanding opportunity to become a world-class energy management leader, and it is our goal to ensure we become one. We want to be recognized as not just a product-providing company, but an absolute movement, a movement that has made a demonstrable difference and is dedicated to improving our environment. Finally, we thank all our shareholders for your ongoing support of our mission and ultimately the Legend team members. We will deliver as promised over time. We will deliver as promised over time. And thank you for participating on today's call, and we look forward to updating on our progress. Make it a great Legend Day. Thank you.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.